Nearly 400 people flocked to Milwaukee's Central Library Tuesday evening for a town hall forum. Its purpose was to explore solutions to Wisconsin's staggering rate of incarceration among black men. WUWM has been investigating the topic for 6 months. We've learned about people dedicated to chipping away at the oppressive drain on individuals and families, not to mention the community. Today, Susan Vance takes us to a safe oasis in the neighborhood of First and Center Streets. One of its newest missions is to raise up men with criminal records.
Clara Atwater leans over the front porch. Many call her Mother Clara.
Because you care, Mother. That's what they said.
Her home is a colorful sea of bright pinks and purples. She dubbed the street an unlikely name, Gingerbread Land.
It's our 25th anniversary this year, and it was conceived because of all the neglect that was down here. It was a terrible area. Gangs, shootings, in the street, fighting, and people acting silly all the time.
Mother Clara says she won over some neighbors, and others left. She started a church, Love Tabernacle, across the street. The former Masonic temple is nearly 100 years old and shuttered for repair. But Mother Clara keeps her vision squarely on this moment. She glances at the sea of students and adults cleaning the block and planting fruit trees.
One of our dreams has been brought to pass is making this orchard down here. We should go in the other areas and see them. But I'm not one to, don't toot your horn loud. I believe it'll your works will toot for you. And they started coming, and today is a dream come true.
On her porch, volunteers have stacked canned soup and other non-perishable edibles. People often stop by for food or clothing. Over the years, Mother Clara has sheltered, fed, and loved dozens of children whose parents were unable or absent. One is her own grandson, Devin Jones.
My father was murdered when I was 2. And my mother was out in the streets addicted to crack cocaine. So Mother Atwater adopted me when I was 2 years old and raised me.
Jones says growing up, he didn't understand his grandmother's commitment to give to others.
I actually seen her help outsiders and strangers more than us sometimes. And when I was growing up, I'll get angry sometimes, you know, see her put all her money in church and we'd be hungry sometime. And, you know, she just made those certain sacrifices. When I was growing up, I didn't understand really why.
Jones struck out on his own at age 16.
You know, I didn't like the rules that my mother had when she adopted me and raised me. I didn't like the rules. So I wanted to be free, and I basically just got out here selling dope, selling weed. I was robbing people.
Within a year, Jones was in jail, and the cycle continued for a decade. He was released this March from what he calls his final incarceration. Jones has become involved in forming a program his grandmother inspired to teach men in the neighborhood to respect and love one another. It's called Mission Man Up.
Mission Man Up plays a huge part into keeping me focused, looking at the things around me in the community and knowing what's valuable position I can play to be a part of that change.
He's been through a lot. He can share like a lot of experiences with them people, you know, relate to them on even a more intimate level than I can with being inside.
That's Toussaint Harris. He leads Mission Man Up and is Jones' cousin. Harris says he's following their grandmother's example.
It was always in me. She always planted that seed down in me, like I like to say, but I guess it took 37 years for it to finally blossom and for me to start comprehending the Bible better. Not only that, but applying it to my life also.
Harris freely admits he's fallen short at times. Although he worked his way through a 5-year apprenticeship to become an electrician, he sold drugs on the side.
I sold lots and lots of cocaine. I mean, I didn't have to, but just like the rush and then like the greed for the money that you keep getting.
The cousins believe they're on a path to help other men create better lives.
From watching our grandmother do it, you know, just taking people, train them and put that down in them, confidence and faith and being a leader and speaking positive, worry about nothing, pray about everything is what I like to say.
A person has to want to change their self first. We just here to provide opportunities, motivation, encouragement, and some guidance, you know, and keep that door open. Because if I reach out to somebody and he's not ready to change at that moment, I'm always have that door open for him to come back. Even if he mess up once, twice, 3 times, 4 times. It took me the years that it took me.
Mother Clara watches her grandsons leave her house.
You just spoke with 2 wonderful young men. They both got jail records, but look at them now. No drugs, no drug dealings, and now they work with me to make the neighborhood be kept up.
The matriarch hopes more men learn to uplift each other.
If we don't get them to stop and come together and communicate and become a body, they'll shoot, they're angry. They got to learn to care about each other.
Mother Clara says she's only given so much time here on Earth. all she can do is hope her message takes root. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.